Dermot and Dave on Today FM.
Dave's world, Dave's world. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
My own four-year-old, Anna, had a go at bad jokes last night. And she came up with this one. No, one play.
The hawk went over to a bar and the man said in the bar, he says, "Why'd you have a long face?"
She's very proud of herself.
Did you say horse or Hulk?
Oh no, horse.
Okay, yeah. I thought you said Hulk, so I was kind of lost.
Oh, what? My four-year-old lost you. Well, I hold no hope for the rest of this joke segment. Carl said this one and he says, "I'm going to Greenwich in a couple of months. Don't know what I'm going to do in the meantime." Wow. Isabel is 9 today. Happy birthday, Isabel. And on her birthday, she sent this in. What did Snow White say when her photos got lost in the post? "One day my prince will come."
I like it. Happy birthday.
David says, "My budgie broke his little leg, so I made him a splint out of matches." Oh, his face lit up when he tried to walk. Lucy says, "I accidentally glued myself to my autobiography, but no one believes me." Well, that's my story and I'm sticking to it. Carl's, and a lot of people sent me this, but Carl was the first. He says, "It takes a big man to admit he's wrong, but it takes an even bigger man to give a giraffe a haircut."
Yes.
Stephen says, "I asked my granddad, you know, after 65 years, you still call Nana darling, beautiful and honey. What's the secret?" He said quietly, "I forgot her name 5 years ago and I'm too scared to ask." Ed says, "A friend of mine was killed by a stack of falling chickpeas. Police are treating it as a homicide."
Oh, that is terrible.
I like it.
Murphy Graham says, "I'm going to miss my granddad this Christmas, but I know he'll be up there looking down at us all, moaning about the broken stair lift." Alison sent this one. She says, "Oh, so there's an Amazon River now. What's next? Lake Facebook? Mount PayPal?"
They're taking over.
Tony has two jokes that are related, so I'm going to do both of them. He says, "Does Sean Connery like herbs? Only partially." And he also says, "I have a featherless budgie I call James Bond because from a distance he looks like a shorn canary."
No.
Shorn canary.
No. Stephen says, "Did you know the founder of Mazda was from Dublin and he named the company after his maternal grandfather?"
Mazda.
Alright. I thought it was pretty funny. Murphogram says, "I asked my boss if I could leave half an hour early the other day. He said, yeah, only if you make up the time. I said, okay, it's 35 past 50
I like that one.
Dan says, "Did you hear about the cartoonist found dead at his home? Details are sketchy." Paul says, "I went out for a meal with my wife to a fancy restaurant last night and she kept insisting on paying for the meal. I said, don't be stupid. We're halfway down the road now. Just keep running." And everyone sent me this, but Dan was the first person to send it. He said, interviewer says, "What's the 4-year gap in your CV here?" "Oh, that's when I went to Yale." "Very impressive. You're hired. Thanks. I really need this job." Yale.
Yeah. So hopeful.
Okay, final one from Carl. He says, "I once dated a girl who has a twin and people kept asking me how you tell them apart. I said, oh, it's simple. Sarah coloured her nails purple all the time and Peter had a Mickey."